Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Not only that, Father, but to go out and share the wonderful good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ with those who are still lost in sin and darkness without Jesus as their Savior. Therefore, send your Holy Spirit upon us today and make us true disciples of your holy word, as we indeed declare the wonderful deeds of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today, as we celebrate the day of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, is taken from the second lesson appointed for this Sunday, the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place, and suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enable them. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. There is no question about the fact that as we today celebrate the day of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, we rejoice as the Holy Spirit suddenly appeared to them in a very dramatic way. The sound like a mighty rushing wind, tongues of fire resting on each one of them, and as they began to speak in other tongues, as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. Yes, the disciples and apostles were able to speak in other tongues and languages. Chegando o dia de Pentecoste, estavam todos reunidos num só lugar. De repente veio do céu som como de vento muito forte e encheu toda a casa na qual estavam assentados. E viram o que parecia línguas de fogo que se separaram e pousaram sobre cada deles. Todos ficaram cheios do Espírito Santo e começaram a falar noutras línguas conforme o Espírito os capacitava. Yes, they spoke in other languages and tongues, just like I did right now in Portuguese from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Because that's precisely what happened 10 days later, after Jesus' ascension, as the Holy Spirit appeared to them, just as he had promised them. The promise Jesus made to them, saying, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." Yes, after Jesus' ascension, the disciples followed Jesus' instructions to go back to Jerusalem, filled with great joy and waited patiently for the coming of the Holy Spirit as they stayed continually at the temple praising God. And as they were waiting and praising God, suddenly the Holy Spirit appeared in a way they had never, ever seen Him before. Yes, it was certainly an amazing and incredible day for the Christian church as the Holy Spirit suddenly came and filled the whole house where they were staying. As a matter of fact, the Holy Spirit appeared to them, as we are told in our text, not quietly, as Jesus did when He appeared after His resurrection, saying to His disciples, "Peace be with you," but the sudden sound of the blowing of a violent wind, a mighty rushing wind, probably a sound similar to a tornado or a hurricane, or even for that matter, a big tsunami. And then they saw tongues of fire, which were separated and came to rest on each one of them. And finally, as they were filled with the Holy Spirit and actually began to speak in other languages and tongues they had never spoken before, from every nation under heaven, because the Holy Spirit enabled them so to do. Yes, they were suddenly able to speak in native languages of all the God-fearing Jews who had come to Jerusalem for the celebration of the Feast of Weeks, or the Feast of Harvest, which lasted for 7 days, a whole week. As a matter of fact, when these God-fearing Jews heard the sound where the disciples were staying, they were taken aback. They were not only bewildered, but amazed and astonished as they actually began to speak in their own native tongue. As a matter of fact, they began to ask themselves, are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Not only that, but what does this mean? Others even began to make fun of them, saying they are filled with new wine, or they had too much wine to drink. And yet, they were not drunk. On the contrary, they were actually able to speak in their own native language. As Peter stood up and defended the other disciples and apostles, saying, "These men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day, or 9 o'clock in the morning." And then Peter began to tell these God-fearing Jews what was spoken by the prophet Joel in the Old Testament about this Jesus of Nazareth, who was put to death by nailing Him to the cross, but how God had raised Him from the dead. And after they had heard about this Jesus, whom they had crucified as the Christ, they asked Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we now do?" And Peter told them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who live far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." And this same promise is still true today. We too have received the Holy Spirit through our own baptism, by the washing of regeneration, by water and the Word of God and granted the same forgiveness of all of our sins and the promise of the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus as our Savior. Yes, the Holy Spirit has also called us in the church today, not only as a church, but individual Christians, to go out and proclaim this Jesus the Christ to every nation under heaven, to those who are still lost in sin and darkness without the good news of the gospel of Jesus. In the words of Saint Peter, in his first letter, we are to become a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, that you may declare the wonderful deeds of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. So, Astacia, as you today renew your baptismal vow, made last year, remember, here at Shepherd in the Pines on February 11th, 2018, on Transfiguration Sunday with your mom and your siblings here today. As you make your own public confession of faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior through the rite of confirmation and become a member communicant of our church, you are also challenged not only to make that commitment to Jesus, but also to be filled with the Holy Spirit and go and share the wonderful good news of Jesus Christ with others. As a matter of fact, Astacia, your confirmation today is not a graduation from the church or from the Word of God. You don't suddenly graduate from the Word of God and that now you know it all. Because you don't. You must continue to be active in Word and Sacrament after your confirmation today. As you continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. We have spent a lot of time together with Dylan during the last year and learned about the Word of God, and especially the six chief parts of Christian doctrine. I hope you have listened and that you have learned something enough for you to make that commitment to Jesus today. So, Astacia, congratulations on this, your special day, your confirmation day. I'm sure that your parents, Scott and Jamie, your siblings, Scott, Colby, Kylie, and Rainey, as well as your grandparents, your extended family and friends here today, are very proud of you as you today make that commitment to Jesus. The members of our church are also proud of you. As your pastor, I am proud of you and want to wish you God's richest blessings. As I place on you the laying on of hands in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then with the reading of your confirmation verse, which you have chosen, and that will stay with you for the rest of your life. From the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 11, verse 28, blessed rather are those who hear the Word of God and keep it. Yes, may our prayer today be the words we are going to sing during the confirmation hymn. Jesus, lead thou on till our rest is won. And although the way be cheerless, we will follow calm and fearless.